At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
It's the rider, Neil Atkinson, John Gibbons, Adam Melia. John stood up. He's doing all sorts, trying to get some change over to Adam. John, we haven't been caught for a while, have we?
Give me this 50p. I gave you that 50p last night, you know.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's
we're exchanging money. Sorry, what are you saying? We're exchanging money.
We haven't been caught up for a while. We've been, you know, no Adam last week, no Steph this.
I know, it's a shame, isn't it? Yeah, the Fantastic Four.
That's what they call them.
Yeah, indeed.
The chemistry is not. There's going to be an element missing in the chemistry. The magic.
Are you pissing off again?
I'm here next week, and then I'm pissing off again.
I was going to use the stronger version, but I know sometimes people listen in the car with the kids. Oh yeah.
Hi, guys.
It's good to say. John could have said, "Are you leaving?" But he's still going to go for pissing.
Hi, kids. Can you say piss?
Dad won't mind.
Yeah, that's all right. He'll take it. At this stage of proceedings, Mum might not be quite as happy, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Let's all be determined to get in the same room as each other. Steph's lost her voice, by the way.
She's lost her voice, yeah, so we're really worried about her. She's not been well, really, for the whole of December, so we hope she gets better soon. And while I would have been hugely entertained to find out exactly how bad this is, I couldn't quite bring myself to say, well, you should just come anyway, you know.
She was very adamant that it's very lost.
Well, there was literally no voice.
literally no voice.
She's cancelled City Talk.
Oh well, that means something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because she'd cancel us in a win, but she wouldn't do it to Mick.
Not to Mick Coyle.
We could have the same experience by just asking Steph questions here. If she's got literally no voice, Steph, did you like that song? Yeah, me too.
She gave a thumbs up, everyone.
She's smiling.
She's rarely smiling.
I don't think she's smiling.
Not at this stage. We've normally broken her by the end.
I don't think she's smiling at the moment. So get well soon, Steph. Get your voice back. Excellent stuff. Kids, if you've used pissing in the car by this stage, text in and let us know how it went. We hope that's gone very, very well indeed. Adam, you're opening the show.
I am.
Because you picked an absolute belter.
Yeah, kids, why don't you get your dad a subscription to the Anfield Rap to Tour Player for just nick his phone. Just to subscribe. If he hasn't got a subscription, that'd be a great present, don't you think?
Good sales.
I think good sales.
I'll tell you what, I can't live with Melia here. I didn't see this coming.
My first song is, I was going to say The Return of, they have had one song anyway, but they've announced it more. It's The XX. Love The XX. And say something loving. Before it slips away.
Say something loving. I just don't remember the thrill of affection. I just don't remember.
Say something loving.
I need a reminder. The feelings escaped me.
How I'm looking for it. Could have been anyone's kiss. Throwing my arms at no.
My mind, and it's growing all the time. I do myself a disservice to feel this weak, to be this nervous.
You say something loving.
It's so overwhelming, the thrill of affection.
Before it slips away.
touch stays on my skin. I feel it start sinking in. Here come my insecurities. I almost expect you to leave.
Were you really looking for me? Try your best to reassure me. I was impatient to meet you. Am I too needy? Am I too eager?
I don't know what this is, but it doesn't feel wrong.
I don't know
what this is, but it doesn't feel wrong.
Did you hear me say it? Say yeah. Did you hear me say? I say something loving. I can't hold it inside. The thrill of affection is only getting stronger.
The XX, say something loving. You love the XX.
Yeah, yeah. I almost thought that I was done. But just when I thought I was done, they pulled me right back in with On Hold. I think you played On Hold while I was away, didn't
Steph
you?
Steph played it.
But it was a huge banger. Really, listen to that probably every day while I was away. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
Probably maybe even their best song. And I love the slight new direction, they're sort of Jamie XX.
Yeah, it's a bit more dancey, isn't
it? Is,
it?
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily see it coming in all the songs as well. You're like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
This has gone off a bit.
Yeah.
The shoulders,
yeah. They did a press release just this week with that song attached to it to say that their new album is coming out imminently. Did you see it, John?
Yeah.
It's going to be called ICU, and it is coming out on the 13th of January. So that is soon. I mean, depending on when you're listening to this, it's a week on Friday.
Do you think they'll tour?
Yeah, they're going to, aren't they? Doing all the things, doing all the bits.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I think so. I just can't figure out where they play.
That's an interesting one.
They're a weird size, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think
it's a really tough venue question.
Because you can see them headlining a festival, but not one of the biggest festivals.
The headline festival, didn't they?
Yeah. No, they didn't. They were second to top.
Were they?
Yeah, because I got back in for Florence and the Machine.
Okay.
But yeah.
Hell of his laugh there about his yeah, getting lashed out activities.
I got lashed out.
You weren't saying that at the time.
No, I wasn't. I was when I got back in. And yeah, probably Apollo, because they're definitely like Manchester Apollo sized, rather
easily.
Do you think they're arena sized? Is that?
I think they might be small arena.
Small arena.
So they might do the echo, is what I mean.
Do you think?
Do you know? You see what I sort of think? You can make an argument that what they should actually do is do like three nights
at the Apollo
in Gaff. Three nights at the Apollo.
That's what bands did before arenas, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like Nirvana played. Yeah. Nirvana played five nights at the Brixton Academy at one point, or were down to immediately prior to his suicide. So rather than the idea you get Nirvana, Martin Fitzgerald talks to me about this a lot. Rather than the idea that you get Nirvana in a huge venue and no one entirely enjoys the experience for a variety of different reasons, instead you play a run.
Yeah, I think it's less work for the bands to play arenas, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's why people play as big as possible. So you know,
cost elements as well.
Because before the Beatles, nobody played stadiums; they'd just play like a month of shows or something at one.
They clashed 20 nights in a row in New York.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Stupid.
And like, yeah, or so like the Who would do like a matinee show and then an evening show. Weird.
I could get into a matinee show, to be honest.
You're thinking about the drinking opportunities around
I'm just thinking that it feels like a nice time for it, and then it frees your evening up.
I think bands have done a few of them recently, but they tend to be like underage shows.
Yeah, yeah. You saw the Stripes at one, didn't you, and then hung on to watch the second show. They were that good.
Yeah, I did. That's true, yeah. Yeah, managed to bunk in to later on to do it. But yeah, they tend to be kind of ones for all ages ones. But you know, it's not to say you can't go and get smashed.
It's like I can do what I like.
It's not a role.
Indeed. No, I think that is an intriguing question. John, what are you going to play for us?
I am playing the Bay Rays with Satisfaction.
Bay Ray is Satisfaction. Proper rock and roll, that.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? It's like kind of reminds you of like early kind of Kings of Leon style. I really, really like it. And there's kind of a few surprises in there as well. I'd never even heard of them, but into that. And they're playing at Magnus in Liverpool as well.
Are they?
Which is quite exciting. Yeah, February the 8th. Yeah.
Should we do that thing where we say we go and then we don't go?
Well, I think we should almost certainly go.
I mean, I think we can say we can go.
Yeah, well, that's the first step, isn't it?
And then the fixture calendar or something, or there can be. That, I mean, I think that might be when the FA Cup replay is in the fourth round. And,
right,
and
we're
and,
bound to do that, aren't we?
And you are down to go to every game.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, I'm in Portsmouth.
Have you got to go to the cup games as well?
Sorry,
you go to the cup games as well.
Well, unofficially,
really.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've committed. Right. I've committed officially to leagues, but I'm unofficially doing them all.
Okay.
But, you know, because we've been in bigger room for Portsmouth away on the February 8th.
Yeah.
But they are playing Magnets on the 8th of February, and then they're playing Sneaky Pete and Edinburgh on the 10th, Hare and Hounds in Birmingham on the 16th, and then the Cellar in Oxford on the 17th. I bet that's good, the Cellar in Oxford.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I wonder if I've been to the Cellar in Oxford. I looked it up. Well, I think that might be the Mad Club me and Steve Graves went to once, now that I think about it.
me and Adam Ely went to an indie bar last night.
Oh, did you? Is this in York?
Yes.
I haven't had a chat to you about it. We haven't had time, really. Go on, what happened?
We went to the Stone Roses bar.
It's astonishing that, by the way.
In York. Because we were talking about it earlier in the night that it was funny that you've got a Stone Roses bar in York and then we saw it. Right, well, we'll have to go now.
I've been to the Cellar in Oxford. Go on, keep going.
We were looking for some awful disco instead.
Yeah, we wanted to dance, and this is what we found.
But yeah, we found the Stone Roses. The name wasn't coincidental. It wasn't. They definitely named after the band. The table we were drinking on had a big picture of the Stone Roses on it.
Yeah,
they played the Stone Roses.
I always think, like,
we had a jug of cocktail that was called Ringo.
Yeah, all the
wasn't in the Stone Roses. But, you know,
yeah, all the cocktails were named after Beatles.
Yeah,
but they only had four. Luckily.
What was the Ringo?
It
was like a cheeky Vimto.
Cheeky Vimto. I think, I don't know what it was supposed to be. He said he didn't have the right thing, so we put Vimto in it.
Yeah, he was smashed the barman. It was really funny. He was just pouring stuff in, and then asked if he could taste. Like, you've had enough, son.
I think when I went to get the second round of Ringo, you said, get any of them. I don't want the energy drink one, though. I wonder which Beatle was energy drink. I never found out.
I think it was Paul. Which doesn't really work. But I think Paul was just basically vodka Red Bull. And I was like, I don't need that at 2 in the morning. We go to bed soon.
Definitely.
And I'll be twitching all night.
Well, that's horrible. The worst thing ever.
It is, yeah. Oh, God.
This is our advert for Red Bull. The worst thing
ever. Twitch all night with Red Bull. You know, I suppose it wasn't really designed to be drunk in pints with vodka in Benidorm, was it?
God knows what it's designed for.
But yeah, Stone Roses, but it was fun. I think I always feel like smaller places commit to like scenes more. Like if there was a Stone Roses bar in Liverpool, nobody would be seen dead. I don't think, but they're like the old.
That's true, isn't it? Yeah,
and like they like kind of
dress like.
Oh yeah,
like
they were very committed to indie dress.
Yeah,
and haircuts.
Yeah,
and you know, fair play.
Yeah,
they all look terrific.
They're all having a nice time.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing.
But you know. I just, you know, like
drinking
when you
pints of Ringo.
You know when you're 16 and you think dance music's crap.
Yeah,
I reckon these lads still think dance music's crap.
It's a bit of a shame that.
I know it is, but hey, they're having a good time, and there were some lovely coats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A strong York coat game.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Okay. It's me. I was thinking he's playing something here.
What are you playing now?
I'm playing Callum Easter, mate, and the song's called "Feelings Gone." Bit of a glam stomper, this.
Thank you. feelings gone.
Callum Easter, feelings gone. Feelings gone from Callum Easter there. Yeah, quite good, that sort of thing. Let me get you more information about it. I should really sort this out either in the break or prior to the show, to be honest with you. But I haven't. So I'm now currently playing for time and I'm getting absolutely no help from John and Adam. I feel as
what do you want me to do? I haven't got any Callum Easter news.
I was trying to think about things about Easter. racking my brains.
I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just because it'll be warmer. Okay. I got the train here and I was just thinking, I'm going away next January.
It's cold,
can't
isn't it?
Can't be bothered.
Yeah. Well, if only I was going to Australia.
Oh, piss off.
Hey, no, kids.
Piss off.
Hey, kids. Piss off. Piss off, Dad.
Word of the week again. Piss.
Callum Easter, it's from an EP called Get Don't Want.
Here we are.
He's from Edinburgh.
Great stuff, John.
Well done, lads.
High five.
It's going to be dead warm in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Whereabouts?
Melbourne.
Just Melbourne?
Well, just Victoria. Going all,
oh, yeah,
all around Victoria.
But you haven't necessarily told the listeners. The Melbourne's boss, listeners. You know. It's really, really cool. We liked it, didn't we, Neil?
We love Melbourne.
Yeah, it's a bit of us. And therefore you.
Yep.
This is a great segue into the next bit.
It is a great segue into the next bit. We've got the Callum Easter bit out the way. And the next bit is back to Gig of the Me.
Gig of the Me, I know.
Go to Brunswick Street a lot. In fact, you just gravitate there. In fact, they might even just put you in a taxi when you get off at the airport. When they take one look,
I know your sort.
Yeah, we know where you want to go.
Brunswick Street, is that maybe that's where I should have stayed, but I'm staying by the beach. So that's how hot it is, John.
14, that's pleasant, that, isn't it?
That's 14
today. 14 today. Well, look at tomorrow.
31.
It seems like it's really changeable.
Melbourne weather is quite changeable. That's one of the reasons for the Four Seasons in One Day thing by Crowded House, who've got more good songs than you think. But that said, it's currently that the temperature right now is 14 degrees.
14 degrees, mostly cloudy. And
that's because it's 5 a.m. So when it's today, when it's 28,
it's 36 degrees on Saturday and 24 degrees on Monday. So it is
that's
still
quite a big jump, yeah. 36 is too hot.
Too hot.
It's too hot.
Yeah. It's sticky weather.
Yeah.
But beyond sticky.
Beyond. Oh, no. I'm dead jealous.
Yeah.
Which beach are you staying by? Is it St Kilda?
St Kilda, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of Australians there.
Really?
I'm in Irish. I'm Irish. I'm Ed's. That makes more sense.
Irish,
it?
Yeah.
I didn't know. A lot of Australians.
I didn't have any way of knowing.
there's some Australians as well.
Uh-huh.
So you're excited. You're going to keep your blog up to date?
Yep.
Excellent news.
Yeah, I'm probably, almost definitely. I've got a lot planned. I need to do some more last minute planning. Week one is full. Week two, I've left with some spaces because I'll meet people and they'll say, you should meet this person. So I'll do that. And I'm also planning to have a night game, just as I did in America and Canada. Night game, and hopefully not have night game encroach too much on day game the next day.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, my night game was going to see bands, and I didn't go to any club nights really. Because I thought that was a bit too frightening.
It's mad on your own, I think, a little bit.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, clubs.
You can't really talk either.
Yeah, I think gigs are fine.
Gigs are fine because you're looking at something and you can talk to someone if you want or not. Like going on a walk.
what have you got your eye on?
I was just looking today, to be honest. I had some time to casually look at the list of things and then listen to the ones I hadn't heard of, which I don't always have time to do. So quite often just pick the ones that I've heard kind of thing already. The one that I've got my eye on is a band called Rachel by the Stream, who I assume are Australian. They've got 4 gigs coming up and they're all in Australia. And I've never heard of them, so I guess they are.
Okay.
Excuse me. And this song is called Reasons to Live.
Live, 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 live.
Rachel by the Stream, Reasons to Live.
So yeah, that was Rachel by the Stream. And that was from their record, which came out last year, which I'll tell you what it's called in a minute. It's just gone off this. But they are playing on the 18th of January at Northcote Social Club. I've just been talking to John about how there's different suburbs because I haven't got a sense of how big it is, Melbourne, and I can't quite understand how there isn't just a bit called Melbourne. It's all like Collingwood and Northcote and St Kilda and
Love a district with their own AFL teams.
Yeah,
the trams are good. I'm pretty sure. I remember it being quite an easy bunk, but then speaking to people who lived there and said, yeah, but when they catch you, they really shame you. And everyone looks at you, and it's horrible.
You can't, and it's not like different countries where you can just speak English and they go away.
Yeah. So easy bunk, but when they get, they make a shit holy show. Yeah, so you know,
I might have to. I think the Australian dollar will make me a pauper by the second week.
It's one aggressive dollar, that Australian dollar.
It is an aggressive dollar, an aggressive mining lead dollar, whatever it is they're doing over there. I think it's mining. Situation Positive is the Rachel by the Stream album.
Situation Positive. That's a nice name. Have you got any resolutions lined up, Adam? They're very healthy in Melbourne, you know. They've got a strong health vibe, if you think of the whole New Year thing.
I've got some things where I want to change about how I eat. I want to change the way we eat. I want to change the way we live. I'm going to change the way we treat each other, because the old way wasn't working. So it's on us to do what we've got to do to survive. Yeah, but they're probably not that interesting, the eating ones. But I've got some eating things.
More spinach. Additional cauliflower.
Cauliflower.
Candy
not,
floss with every meal. Cauliflower's
not big on my radar. Oh, it's quite nice when you mix it with things that makes it taste completely not like cauliflower. But yeah, I've been trying to get fitter as well. You know, it's one of them. I got a football injury last year. And it led me to get a gym membership because I can't seem to get better and start my footballing career again at the ripe old age.
Do you like running? Low intensity, 35. High something else. No, high intensity, low
impact.
Impact. That's the one.
I've been swimming, I don't know. I have, but they're quite vague and airy, which is fine because you don't keep them anyway. But yeah, I want to sort things out mainly. Sort things out this year. I feel like I've put things in place in 2016 and 2017, and need to see things through.
Okay, I like it.
What about you?
Me, I don't really do them, and I'm sort of thinking I might this year. I've been a member of a gym for 15 months, and I haven't been once.
That's good going.
I feel as though I might be.
You're paying a monthly fee.
Yes.
Good lord.
I feel as though I might be. It's not very expensive.
Okay. But still though, it's not being used for anything.
It's very much dead money, as it stands. It's a very cheap one, but I am paying it anyway. So I think I might be some sort of record holder, of 15 months and literally not having gone once. So I'm thinking I might go. And then go from there. Beyond that, I think again I'd probably echo the eating healthier thing, and I'm also going to try to find ways for not just me but other people as well to be a little bit less busy.
Yeah.
I've decided that there was a Twitter thread about stress and how that stress manifests itself in ways that you don't know, and that it does cellular damage. It was really interesting, and it was an interesting thing, and I just sort of thought, I could do without much more of this cellular damage.
Yeah.
If I can avoid it. So
I might get into meditation. IT Match trying to get me into meditation.
It
sounds better than a breakdown.
Yeah. Does your gym do classes, Neil?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing there.
They could be solving crimes in there, but all the others.
No idea what they're doing in there.
Did they get together?
There was a gym here, but it shut down 12 months ago.
honestly, they could be doing anything in there.
Because I've tried meditation, but I think I'm not very good at concentrating, and so doing something like I don't know,
yoga.
I think because it's really really hard, and you're not thinking. You know, like, oh, my mind's wandering. So that's a quite good way of doing it, I think. Oh, but I don't know if that counts. I think it does, though.
Yeah. It's all in the same ballpark, isn't it?
Yeah. Hippie shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, excellent. These are Daddy Long Legs, and this is Intergalactic Lover. Daddy Longlegs, Intergalactic Lover. That's good. Okay, moving along, John. You love a bit of BBC introducing, don't you?
Yeah.
Every year, regular as clockwork.
I keep an eye on it, and I like to introduce it as something that we can be, you know, mildly disparaging about.
Yeah, it's very much a
bit part of our, it's part of our year.
It is.
I Steph will be disappointed to not be slightly scornful, I feel.
Yeah.
But, you know, she could do it in her own time.
And when she's got some voice. there's nothing to be said for a woman with no voice trying to pour scorn on things.
So they announced the long list, which was 15, and then they've announced, well, they said they're going to do a top five. I feel like they're milking it more and more every year, to
every
be honest
year.
With you.
Yeah.
So this
is not... gets earlier every year as well.
Straight on. Yeah, but Christmas deckies aren't even down yet. and Nadia Rose, she's come fifth, and she is a grime artist.
So she's sitting in fifth.
Yeah, she's sitting in fifth, confirmed fifth. So she is fifth. And yeah, she's Stormzy's cousin, which is quite interesting in itself. But yeah, she's come fifth. I'll just get the other artists up. I don't know how I've got it, but yeah. But this is the song I'm picking. It's called Squad, which is from about 5-6 months ago. She's actually got something even newer out, but I couldn't find any way to download it, unfortunately. It was just kind of one of these where you can listen through the BBC and stuff like that. But I couldn't find any way of downloading it. That's called Tight Up, and that's really good as well. But this song, Squad's Boss, and it's... the video is great as well. It actually won Best Video at the MOBO Awards. But do you want the long list?
Give me the long list. So is this the full 15?
Yes.
So we know now who the four are going to be, or do we now just only know the fifth?
No.
Now I understand. So there's 14.
There's 14 on a sweat.
Yeah. One of the top four.
Yeah.
And it must get more and more tense every day. Think about that.
Well, that's how they do the brass band announcements, you see. Which is coming up soon. Brass band fans, the Northwest Air Championships. And so, like, you don't want to... So when they announce the top six and there's 20 events, it's normally about 20. So you're like, when they're going on fifth, you're thinking, well, do you want to be fifth?
Yeah.
Or do you gamble? And, you know, it's not up to you. But I'm sure... I know how these people are thinking. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, do you want to be announced fourth or want to be a little bit disappointed? Because then I'm not. But anyway, AJ Tracy, he's a West London wordsmith, it says here. Anderson Paak, who we know.
Friend of the show.
Cabbage, who...
Not a friend of the show. Anderson Paak, I mean, not a friend of the show. Cabbage.
Do you like punk stuff? And you've been in the news quite a bit this week, actually.
Slated the Sun. Yeah. It's great.
They did a good one. Dave, who's a rapper with classical training, says, hey, I'm just reading out their blurb.
Theatre school.
Yeah, Britpop. Brit school, yeah. Declan McKenna, who's a polemic singer-songwriter. Georgia Smith, heart-rendering soul singer. Maggie Rogers, graceful songwriter who stunned Pharrell, it says here. I don't know how, she's a magic.
Talking that long one about which door to go to now. And there's two fellas in front and he was there for ages.
Stumped. Stumped Pharrell.
Sorry.
With impossible riddle.
Sorry, guys. Nadia Rose, who we're going to play for here. It's got witty wordplay and colourful beats. I'd agree with that. I've listened to two whole songs. Rag and Bone Man, Gravel Voice Soul Revelation. I like him, actually. Ray BLK, Street Smart R&B. Ray, Electro Beats with Soaring Pop Melodies. I like the sound of that. It's a lot of buzzwords for me there. Steflon Don, Wicked Dancehall Inspired Wordplay. The Amazons, who are raucous rock revivalists. I think rock's fine. The Japanese House, Enigmatic Pop, Maven, and they're just making words up now, and Tom Greenan, gruff, soulful song singer-songwriter. So there you are.
This is honestly, listening to that, it was like going through Netflix. Do you know the blurbs on Netflix make everything sound far worse than they actually will be? I was listening to them thinking, well, I probably... And it's not fair because I'm actually listening to this song from Nadia Rose and I think it's great.
Boss.
So it's Boss, so we can just sort of say that. So they could all be Boss for all we know, but I'm listening to all of them going... That's not for me, that one. And that is exactly like, you know, it could be like one of my favourite films on Netflix.
Any Mavens.
Yeah, I'm anti-Mavens. But you could put my favourite films ever on Netflix, and if I read the four-line blurb, I'd always be like, I'm not watching that, it's shite.
Yeah. I might watch Broadway Danny Rose tonight, because you banged on about it so much last night.
We did bang on about Broadway Danny Rose,
I haven't watched it,
It's fantastic, but we banged on last night.
Yeah. So Nadia, she's come fifth. They seem to be, like, deliberately kind of... earlier stages of the career this year, like, you know, like Adele won once, didn't she? Which even at the time seemed a bit daft. And so, you know, Adele, remember someone, Sam Smith won, and I think he'd already had a number one and stuff like that. Ellie Goulding as well had kind of been around for a while. And so this year, you know, people in more in the formative stages of the career, and I don't know the right way to do it or wrong way to do it. It's their list, but yeah, those are the people who BBC Radio 1 are going to be playing in February.
And now you know, so you've got all that information. And this is
Nadia Rose with Squad.
Some punchlines that'll go over your head. Turn back, I'm a caution ahead. I'm your worst nightmare, stood over your bed. So them girl try call me, but I smell defeat like a hole in your bread. Wow, she's sick and she's bad. She sings and she raps, she shit and she's whack. They talk all that chat, but when they see me, don't speak none of that. Cause nobody bad like me. I'm fucking higher than a block of flats in Battersea. Whoa. I'm with my team. Squad 8, where you at, my J? I'm rolling 10, yeah, up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10, yeah, up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10, yeah, up on that squad. Fucking with my squad? I think not. Me and my bitches, we roll deep, and we always got green, so we pretty much peas in a pod. I was at the scene, had to flee from the cops. I go inside with no keys for the locks. Excuse me, madam, how did you get on the premises? Well, I came to kill up my nemesis, so I used my juju when I came up in the crevices. Them bitches say they're bad, but I'm from where the fucking devil is. So if they get me mad, we're in the yard disturbing residents. Then we leave out the yard, hop in the car, dispose the evidence. Cause nobody bad like us.
Nobody bad like us.
But really, we don't want no fun. Someone roll them blunt so we can turn shit up. Squad, hey, let me see you brush your guns. I'm rolling 10, yeah, up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10, yeah, up on that squad. I'm rolling 10 gyal up on that squaddy. Came true with the clan, came true with the posse. I came with Mary Jane's, I'm came in it with Molly. Nuff gyal in it, that's the way you roll, squaddy. Nuff gyal in it, that's the way you roll out. If the line's good, you have to get your phone out. Bare skin teeth when we pose for the photo. Some gyal are braided, some gyal are in cornrows. But still, go on dread if we have to. The heart is still like a statue. Been on my grind like my back tooth, yeah. Take out the time, but I fight zoot. Step on the gas, take the back rooms. Why? Cause if my bitches need me there, well, I'm coming. And if I ain't got the witch, I'm running. I do it for him, it ain't nothing. Squad, hey, let me see you brush your something. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad. I'm rolling 10 gear up on that squad. That's what? That squad.
Nadia Rose, Squad. It's very good.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah, check it out. As I say, she storms these cousins. She's got a couple of other songs knocking about at the moment as well. But I really like that one. And I could download it. So that one.
That one. Okay, more than fair enough. Well, on Christmas Day, Run the Jewels dropped Run the Jewels 3, which I think was a surprise. I certainly didn't know it was coming.
No, I didn't.
So they dropped it. They didn't just release it. I think if you do something like that as a surprise, it's a dropping rather than a releasing. But I could be wrong. There's people who know these things better than I do. But have you, anyone had a chance to listen to it yet?
I've listened to this song. It's good. Yeah, it's really good. I haven't listened to anything else, but I've Run the Jewels new stuff for me. But yeah, this is really good, yeah.
It's fabulous, this, and it is fabulous, the album Run the Jewels 3. So in case you missed it on Christmas Day, because we all have things to do, it's out and it's fantastic. Run the Jewels 3, and this is Run the Jewels, a report to the shareholders.
A horse, of course, but who rides is important. Sitting high with a uniform, barking orders, the man of order. And I'm scared that I talk too much about what I think's going on. I got away with this, they might drag me away for this. Put me in a cage for this, I might pay for this. I just say what I want like I'm made for this. But I'm afraid some days I might be wrong. Maybe that's why me and Mike get along.
Hey, not from the same part of town, but we both hear the same sound coming. Woo! And it sounds like war. Woo! And it breaks our hearts. When I started this band, didn't have no plans, didn't see no arc. Just run with the crowd, have a couple laughs, make a buck and dash, yeah, yeah. Get a little dap like, yeah, I'm the fucking man, yeah. Maybe give a little bat like, yeah, I do what I can. It's all toast and smoke to the truth start scheming. Can't contain it, it's stain for y'all demons. Talk cleaning, bomb hospitals. So I speak with the foulest smile possible. And I drink like a Vulcan, losing all faith in the logical. I will not be confused with docile, I'm free, motherfuckers. I'm hot, motherfuckers, I'm hot, motherfuckers, I'm hot. And the devil still gon' win. It could all be over tomorrow. Kill our masters and start again. But we know we all afraid, so we just simply cry and march again. At the damn convene, my heart broke apart when I seen a march mama's in. As I rap this verse right now, got tears flowing down my chocolate chin. Told the truth and I've been punished for it. Must be a masochist, cause I've done it again. Ooh, Mike said uterus. They acting like Mike said, you a bitch. To every writer wrote and misquoted it, Mike said, you a bitch, you a bitch, you a bitch. Had a nigga for the black writer, started that sewer shit. I maneuver through manure like a slumdog millionaire. LP told me, fuck them devils, Mike, we gon' be millionaires. I respond with a heavy ear. Big Bruh says, fuck that, tough enough, stay ready, right, raw rap shit, rugged rough. The devil don't sleep us either. L spits by, I spit ether. We the gladiators that oppose all Caesar. Coming soon on a new world tour. Probably play the score for the world war. At the apocalypse, play the encore. Turn around, see L and I smile. Hell coming and we got about a mile. Until it's over, I remain hostile. 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 I remain hostile.
Dignified. can't erase it. We ain't asleep, we rope, we go through the flames. Man, the wall gonna ride up, what's implied in the name.
Run the Jewels, a report to the shareholders. Yeah, album's out now, and you can sort it out in any one of a variety of ways, I suspect. But, you know, this is me preempting. I'm sure you're on top of this sort of thing. Anyway, what have you got next for us, John?
I have got Abra with Bounty.
I see you turning.
Abra Bounty, where'd you find that from?
Noodles. I'll go on. So Gorillaz have been doing bits of kind of build up to, they're going to bring a new album out in 2017, which is hotly anticipated, I think it's fair to say, not least by me, because I really like them. And they've been doing little bits around the characters who are in Gorillaz. So for people who don't know, which probably isn't very many people, Gorillaz is basically Damon Albarn, in terms of music-wise anyway. But he's, you know, it's kind of unofficially a band, if you like, and there's four different members who are animated characters. And so Noodles is the guitar player, and Noodles has released is the wrong way, but put this playlist on SoundCloud, and this is and said that this is the kind of music that's inspiring the new album. But what's really interesting is it's all women, and so it's you know, half an hour of all female kind of music that he, as in Noodles, but I guess Damon Albarn, it all gets a bit weird, but is kind of suggesting that this is going to kind of be the similar to the sound, which is quite cool. I'll put this, what they've said. In search of new sounds and new inspiration, I found these kick-ass women who, in their own individual ways, are true pioneers in the writing, production and creating of music. They have inspired me, and I hope they inspire you too. Which is quite nice, and it did, because I never heard Abra before. There's a few on there I had heard.
Mrs. Kadabra's daughter.
Nice. There's a few on there that I had heard, Grimes, Laurie Anderson, and a couple of others as well. But I had not heard Abba before, and I really, really liked it. I loved the sound. So yeah, so nice one, Noodles, and looking forward to the Gorillaz album in 2017.
The Gorillaz album, one to come in 2017, also to come in 2017, is what we're going to play out with. An album called Dull Tracks by a band called Love Sport, and they've released a couple of things off it in advance, and this one is called Meet Moon. So thank you very much to Adam, to John. Hopefully we'll have Steph back next week and we can be completely caught at all in the room together. That'll be quite nice before Adam disappears off again and shoots off to Australia. But anyway, these are Love Sport and this is Meet Moon. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Sports Social Podcast Network.